Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, because, well, it takes people to make a show, and I'm one of them. So, yeah, I'm Dale Lefevre for the Max Chance Show, and I'm playing my favorite songs off my computer from, well, whenever I recorded them. So there's more than 10,000 songs, I think. I have to keep asking somebody how you figure that out. I haven't figured it yet. Anyway, we're going to get on with some tracks here. Oh, boy. Let me have a look at this. Ellen Gwynn by Emmanuel Jai and Abdul Gadir Salim. Everybody, featuring Azalea Banks by Elephant. And Next to Me, Emily Sunday. Ha! Wow, that was harder than I thought. Anyway, so that'll be the first take. Here goes. Oh, no. I did my usual thing. Let's try that again. Yeah.
Chung tien ta ban deng ga yin chen ya rob deng ga chen ya toy deng ma xia ro fa la kan tao jinan bia da ne ma lon ya tan kon yin bia kon tan mi skel ne yin gar pe mi wona kwi ju ba wona ni gar leng ma lare ma ta ko kon der dan fal fin an dora ne jin nyu a jin nu ra jin nu ba jin bi ni ni ka kon lam ne ji kel fal na dan fin yin ta chu ja ban dan ne ka ban de dora te li ya ta kwa ran wan ne lu dan fal fin ke ne ne ta nan ga ku ta bi yin wi mon ge no ko tin ne ri li ni kon ri ang an ko ja kon fu la long ta na tan wan kwa kon ke tin chakalum palnero dan fin chu jabanu dan nagare yena ya ne laremo atungo go
Thank you. Everybody got a nine. Everybody is a bad boy now. Everybody wanna shine. Everybody drinking champagne now. Everybody is the shit. Everybody is the big thing now. Everybody is the boss. Everybody rocking gold chains now. Ain't nobody wanna work. Ain't nobody wanna open up. Ain't nobody wanna give. Ain't nobody wanna wrap shit up. Ain't nobody wanna fail. Ain't nobody do it real these days. Ain't nobody being true. Ain't nobody ever gone my way.
Sorry, I didn't realize it had lyrics that I'm not supposed to play on the radio. I wasn't listening to it with earphones when I was preparing, so my apologies.
You won't find I'm drinking on the table.
that was Emily Sande with Next to Me. When I first heard that song, I thought, wow, that's an amazing song. And it's still quite good. And before that, we heard Everybody featuring Azalea Banks by Elephant. And I, again, apologize. There were lyrics in there I didn't realize were there. I picked them up with my earphones where I didn't wasn't wearing them when I listened to it before. And we started off with Ellen Gwynn with Emmanuel Jai and Abdel Gadir Salim. Yeah, and on we go from here with Galaxy Take Me, Take That, Galaxy Take the Highway by Electro Boy. And Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. And we're just going to have the two tracks because they're fairly long. Yeah. So Galaxy Take the Highway.
Thank you. What you do, everybody's fine as you.
Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. And before that, didn't realize it went on so long. Before that, we heard Galaxy Take the Highway by Electro Boy. Yeah, and then Mr. Blue Sky, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Next is Forsaken by Durs. I think I like that a lot. Oh, no, the next one, Dentonzi El Buho Remix by Eat My Butterfly. Oh, my. Where do they get these names? I love it. Anyway, so on we go to Forsaken and Dentonzi. Danton Sie, by the El Bujo remix. And the group was Eat My Butterfly. Yeah. Chew on that a while. Yes. And then Forsaken was the track before that by Durs, D-U-R-S. Now we're going to have the Almost Dirty song by Drew Evans Stewart. And they don't say any bad words. They imply them very much, but that's as close as I can come anyway. And then Millionaire Boot Camp featuring Duck's Breath Mystery Theater once again. And let's see, maybe we'll have, well, no, that'll be it. I'll just do those two for now because, well, you'll see.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30 there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt, while the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go f*** yourself.
You're watching Cable 63, Cable 75 in most systems, uplifting programs for thousands since 1982.
Hi, I'm Doug McLean. Some of you might remember my face from Stormy Road, the endless miniseries on TBS. I played Valerie Harper's brother, the one who was killed when the communists invaded Florida. It's all right if you don't remember. All you have to remember is this. Stay tuned to this program. We're going to tell you how to make $1 million with little or no money down and cause a spiritual rebirth of America while you're doing it. Here's noted author and do-it-yourself expert Bob Buckskin to tell you how.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, America. I'm sitting here at the largest man-made desk in the world. Why? Because I'm a millionaire. I'm not bragging. I'm not even stating a simple fact. I'm just telling you that the information I am about to give you is based on my own years of experience in the fast-growing field of fast-growing fields. While federal regulations prohibit me from saying that what I'm about to tell you has any real value, it may soon have in the very near future. There's a special truth in what I've just said, so don't you owe it to yourself and your family to pay close attention to the information I'm about to give you? Keep a pencil handy and jot down the random numbers as they appear on the screen. Like anything else in life, they could be important. Now, let me get out from behind this desk here. It's so large, it's very difficult to do so. There we go. Come on, let's take a little voyage. I'm standing in front of the Army base near Leavenworth, Kansas. Oh, it's deserted now. America has turned its back on so many fine things. But if you help me out, we can make these barracks ring once again with the voices of young soldiers. Yes, what started low these 200 years ago in a carpetless hall in Philadelphia will finish here on a desolate plain in Kansas. In the very near future, these gates will swing open once again to welcome you to the Millionaire Boot Camp.
When Bob Buckskin first approached me with the idea of a millionaire boot camp, I said, Bob, You're crazy!
You're listening to Reverend Guccione, founder and weekly minister of the Little Video Church of the Glen, which ministers weekly to millions.
And Bob, he is crazy. He's the kind of crazy that I like. Yeah, the more I thought and the more I prayed, the more sense it made, people. Here is a place for young people to gather, to pray, to do painful and humiliating exercises together. The Bible says, they shall find not peace but a sword. The Bible and Bob are crazy, the kind of crazy that comes from faith. So when Bob says you have to spend money to make money, he knows what he's talking about. And so do I. Money is like the wind. You can only feel it when it's moving. God bless you.
He washed out of the space program in 1960, but has since thrilled millions with his heart-wrenching confessionals. The Phantom Astronaut wears a mask, not as a badge of shame, but as an emblem of his sacrifice. His voice has been processed to protect his identity.
I washed out of the space program in 1960. I spent the next 5 years watching Huckleberry Hound reruns in a rundown Miami motel and washing down my pain with cheap whiskey. Today, I own that motel and 20 condos. 23 condos. 19 condos. I don't drink cheap whiskey anymore. I owe it all to America and the space program and to Bob Buckskin, who showed me how to do what you have to do to get what it takes.
Sitting at the other side of the largest man-made desk in the world are two millionaires, both under 25 years of age. Tell us how you made your millions, Tom and Peg.
Should I talk?
Go ahead, Peg.
Well, first of all, we attended your seminar.
Real estate with no money down, Peg?
That's the one.
And that gave you your starter home?
Right.
Go ahead.
It was a cute little hovel that a family of five had been living in.
They couldn't keep up their payments.
So you threw them out into the street?
Oh, no. The county did that.
We were just there to take advantage of their misfortune.
That's what America's all about.
Mm-hmm.
We never even lived in the house. We just used it as equity.
And now?
We own thousands of houses all across the country.
Homes that nobody can live in, but they give us a paper value of millions.
Even though we don't have a penny in our pocket and are about to be evicted from our own home.
Which we plan to buy with no money down.
What do you have, Tom and Peg?
We have each other, Bob.
And we have cases of semi-automatic weapons obtained free from Army surplus in return for a pledge to support a freedom fighter in Central America.
You folks at home can see a picture of that freedom fighter, Manolo, on your television screens. What do you plan to do with those weapons, huh?
They're yours, Bob, for the Millionaire Boot Camp.
Thank you, Tom.
And we'll be there too, Bob.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you for joining me on this show. What is the Millionaire Boot Camp? It's a 2-week intensive in self-defense. It's a 10-point program designed to earn you millions and save your... But isn't freedom worth it? Here's Doug McLean to tell you how to submit.
Hi, I'm Doug McLean. You've probably... You in easy-to-read comic book format what it was that made America great and the three ways we can make it great again. If you don't want to read the booklet, attend the free Get Acquainted seminar at the conference room now appearing on your screen at a hotel or motel near you. If you're afraid of your children using drugs or becoming lonely, promiscuous adults... If you're afraid that America is not the superpower it once was, come to the seminar. Call this toll-free number. Write to this post office box. You will receive Liberty Begins Now at Home and your order form for application for admission to the Millionaire Boot Camp. Operators are standing by. Are you standing by? America depends on you. And now here's Bob with a final word from the world's largest man-made desk.
Goodbye, everybody!
That was the Millionaire Boot Camp featuring Duck's Breath Mystery Theater. I remember seeing them in the park, in Golden Gate Park, a long time ago. So I don't know if they exist anymore. But I got this recording of theirs, and so they exist online or on the air. And before that was the Almost Dirty song by Drew Evan Stewart. And I'm quite amused by that. Yeah. And so now we have a little Star Trek and Star Wars homage. The Star Trekkin' by La Peque Banda. And the Saga Begins by Weird Al Yankovic. and Creedy, Roberto Molinari opera extended by Eiffel 65, which is not Star Trek or Star Wars related. But on we go. Star Trekkin'.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. It's Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can it change the laws of physics?
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Hey,
bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up!
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas. Then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
shaved, but he can use the force, they say. And you see him hitting on the queen, though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true, so we made a wager or two. Ooh, he was a prepubescent flying ace, and the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place. Oh, yes, it was. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant, the Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale, and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still will teach this boy. He was singing, be a Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
listening to Tucridi by Roberto Molinari, opera extended by the Eiffel 65. Before that was The Saga Begins, Weird Al Yankovic, and Star Trekkin' by La Peque Banda. This is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chan Show. See you next week.